Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
Arvin Minocha, President and CEO of the Wolf Trap Foundation.
Thanks so much for joining us. You know, it's a bit of an odd year. Usually this time of year, you know, we're talking to Wolf Trap on WTOP about all the great outdoor concerts and even a couple, you know, movie live orchestra things you guys do with the NSO. But this year, you know, all of that is pretty much changed. But instead, you guys have launched a really cool thing called the Wolf Trap Drive-In. So before we get into the actual lineup, give me a big picture of, like, timeline it for me how this all went down. You know, like, you guys are planning to launch your summer lineup, and then the virus hits, and how you guys decide to, let's do this instead.
Well, to say it's an odd year is maybe a little bit of an understatement. It is a crazy, sad, frustrating year for all of us, but for those of us who are in the getting people together every night business in large numbers, we've really been unable to do the kind of core of what we do over at Wolf Trap National Park. So the timeline, to your point about how did we get to this point, you know, late in the spring, it became more and more clear. We had postponed the opening of the season, and then ultimately we had to cancel the live concert season that we had planned. We moved a lot of concerts into next year, but that left us with a void, of course. And, you know, the two things that we pivoted to quickly, one was to create new content from the park that we could push out digitally. And we're doing that under our Wolf Trap Sessions banner because we really wanted to make sure that music was made in that park this year, even if we couldn't have an audience for it. So we have a lot of great local musicians, you know, performing in various spots in that beautiful 100 acres, and then we capture that and push that out digitally every week. And we're doing that with a lot of our programs in education and in opera and a lot of archival. So that way to get Wolf Trap to the home, but then we were thinking, well, how do we get people out to Wolf Trap in a way that's safe and celebratory and feels like a focus on music? And as you probably know, you know, the drive-in movies have been actually, I think, allowed ever since stage one in Virginia, you know, because it's so easy to be so socially distant and outdoors, that we started to put together a program to say, hey, maybe right in the middle of the summer, we can pop up for a week, do a series of movies that are musical in nature. It's not exactly the Wolf Trap experience, but it gives people an opportunity to come out to the park, you know, sit in their car or next to their car and do the picnics and the things that they would typically do out on the lawn and watch a movie that is all about music or features music, and in some cases features artists that we've had on our stage in the recent past. So it's just a way for us to say, look, we know it's not a regular year, and this is not the normal thing, but it is something that we can do together as a community to be at Wolf Trap for a very concentrated period of time this summer.
Well, it's a great idea. I'm glad you're doing it. At least it's something we can all do, you know, this summer there. Paint a visual picture for me in terms of, you know, we've all been to Wolf Trap, you know, where there's the picnic hill and then, of course, down, you know, in the actual seats. And when they usually show the movies, it's down on the screen, down under the pavilion. But how's that actually going to work? Like, where exactly will the cars park and where will the screen be?
So the drive-in is going to operate like a traditional drive-in in the sense that you're in a parking lot, you park your car, and there's a screen on one end of the lot. The lot that we're using is the one just at the base of the entrance to the park. There's a paved, a very large paved parking lot. It's the one that's on the park side of Wolf Trap National Park. It's right by the main marquee and entrance. Cars will come in. We've got it all chalked off so that they'll be arranged in a safe, distant manner. There's a screen on one side of the parking lot, and all the cars will face it. And it's kind of a traditional drive-in in that sense.
Awesome. So what sort of rules or safety protocols do you guys have in place? You know, like, do people have to stay in their cars, you know, if they have to go to the bathroom or ordering food, or, you know, we've talked to other drive-ins in the area and they sort of found, you know, ways to get around all that stuff. So what do you guys have planned?
Sure. And, you know, all of that detail is on our website as well, but essentially you'll have a designated spot and then a spot next to your car where you can sit outside and picnic and all of that. all of those areas are then, you know, distanced from each other so that nobody is in each other's bubble. We had an option that you can add on a snack pack ahead of time, and so that when you drive in, you can pick up your snack pack once at a tent, so you don't have to get up out of your car during the movie and go do anything. You don't have any interaction with staff once you're in your designated spot. Really, the only thing that you would need to get up for is to go to a restroom, which we've created one, you know, right there. We've got a portable executive restroom so that people don't have to walk all the way up onto the park property. And it'll be all fully staffed to make sure that people are separate from each other in a very safe way. There's no concession window because of the pre-purchasing and delivery of the snack pack. So, you know, we ask that you either in your car or in your adjacent picnicking spot, and if you're outside your car, we ask you wear a mask. And we think it's going to be pretty low contact in terms of an experience, and we've really tried to put a lot of thought into making sure everyone feels comfortable and is safely distant at all times.
Great. And now, so when you're actually watching the movie, are you dialing your, you know, your FM radio in your car, or will there be outdoor speaker system as well, or how does that work?
It's through the car. It'll be through your car radio or through a personal handheld device if you don't want to use your car radio, if you don't have an FM radio in your car. But there won't be any speakers outdoors.
Okay, awesome. And then let's get to the fun part. Without further ado, the actual movie, the lineup here. Let's take them one at a time. That way, you know, I can get a little sound bite for the radio on each of them. But
sure.
Just real quick, you know, we're kicking off Wednesday, August 5th with this Final Tap, one of the funniest movies ever made, rockumentary, Rob Reiner, and Christopher Guest. Why'd you pick this one?
Well, you know, we picked them all because they have music at their core. They're all classic, great movies. And they are all very different in terms of the kinds of music and traditions that they celebrate. So we've got, you know, your 80s rock mockumentary. We're going into Mamma Mia after, which is clearly a universal favorite. And we do some version of the stage production or an ABBA tribute every year. So that feels very Wolf Trappy. We've got Sing, which is great for the kind of kids and families, more multi-generational. We're moving to Dreamgirls after that, clearly one of the great modern musicals of our time. And, you know, because we had such a great time with Jennifer Hudson last year, we thought it'd be really great to feature her again at Wolf Trap in a different way. And then wrap it up with Dirty Dancing. And again, you know, these are movies that have music. When you hear any of the titles, you immediately think about the soundtrack. And I think that was probably our guiding principle. When you hear the title of this movie, what's the first thing you think about? And in almost every one of these cases, it's music.
Definitely. And just because we're socially distanced in our cars doesn't mean that everyone won't be, you know, singing along and hearing each other in their cars. So that'll be fun.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, I'm seeing on the website that, you know, all five of them are listed as sold out. Will there be more tickets made available, or is it actually sold out?
At the moment, they are all sold out. The response was really strong. We put them out on sale last week, and they have now all sold out. So, you know, there's always an opportunity day of, you know, tickets get returned and things of that nature, but at the moment, they are sold out. You know, we're very heartened by the fact that we put this out, you know, not really knowing, but hoping that there would be an audience for it and that people would be comfortable coming out. And we've been just so overwhelmed by the response. And we have now actually sold out all of the parking spots.
The parking spots might be sold out, but maybe I want to give them an incentive and have some actionable information here. The spaces are sold out, but they hear this piece on WTOP, but ask around, you know, on social media and your family and friends, maybe one of them bought a ticket and now this is your chance to ride along in their car. They already bought it.
So, you know, we were very thrilled and happy and quite grateful that there was such a positive response and people have lined up and reserved all of those parking spots. But, you know, you never know. You have a friend or neighbor who has a spot and only has two people going. Maybe he or she will take you and your friend to sit in the back seat and make it a foursome.
Cool. Well, thanks so much. Is there anything else we need to know? I mean, how much did tickets cost?
I'm just looking.
I guess it doesn't matter if it's sold out already, but
it doesn't really. I think it was 40. I'd have to check that. It's on the website, but I think it was 40.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's sold out, then I'll probably just cut that. All right, cool. Is there anything else you can think of that we didn't, I guess maybe let's end on a forward looking note, you know, You know, so talk about how, you know, after this is a fun way to kind of keep the fun going, August 5th or 9th, but looking ahead to whenever the virus is over, which who knows
right.
at this point,
right.
but looking
right.
ahead of how excited you are to finally get back, even if it's, you know, next summer.
Oh, you know, look, I personally am very optimistic. We have to plan on being back together again. This is an intermission. The show is not over yet. The science will catch up. We will have a safe environment, and when that happens, Wolftrap will be ready to welcome our huge community of music lovers back, and we cannot wait for that day.